Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Jess, how are you? Oh, yeah, we're shaking things up here at Podcast HQ. Usually we ask each other how we're going, but I'm going to ask our proddy, Jess. How you going, Jess?
I feel like shit, because I'm sick as a dog.
Oh, sick as a dog. Relatable. So we're actually all like violently ill today.
Yeah, collective just sickness. We've got the sunny out, tissues are out. If you hear a little bit of a phlegm in the back of our throats.
Meow. Sorry. Sorry, guys. We just like slayed too hard this week.
Yeah, slayed too close to the sun.
You slayed too close to the sun.
Too much vitamin D, I'd say.
You know I'm vitamin D deficient.
Fuck, how do you fix that? How do you counter that?
I'm very Anglo-Saxon, so I just need to go out into the sun. But I don't go out in the sun, so like I honestly don't need to. You know how everyone wears sunscreen because we live in Australia? I actually don't need to wear sunscreen. Because I'm so a bit of
that. No, you're full of shit. You absolutely should wear sunscreen.
No, but I don't go out enough to need to wear it.
Yes. No, yes.
I don't. I go out about 10 minutes a day.
But don't they say, like, even in that first, like, 10, 15 minutes, that's, like, melanoma capital?
But I feel like, if I wear sunscreen, then the sun rays can't get on my skin. Like a little, like I'm talking like from my house, the 1 minute to the shop. That is my only time in the sun. It's grim. Like you need a little bit,
We went for a walk in the sun last year.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was also kind of cold and we were wearing jumpers.
Yeah.
But for our face, your beautiful little face.
No, but I genuinely do need to like... go in the sun, because there she goes. She's sick. I'm actually so ill. I had bronchitis this week, and I went to a wedding, and literally every time I laughed, like one of my relatives would say something, and I'd be like, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm so sick, guys. We're actually all sick, and we didn't make each other sick. No. We just are sick, which is wild and silly.
Aside from the sickness, though, how are you? How's your week going? Thoughts, feelings, queries?
Yeah, it's been alright.
It's been alright. It's been alright. I went to Brooklyn and got a coffee.
No, but I, do you want to hear about my, like, ick of the week?
Absolutely, I do. That's why we're here.
And that's why we're here. If you don't know how this podcast works, essentially, before we go into the problems that you guys have sent in, Tanya and I discuss our little icks, our little icks. So, that was my impression of the little rat from Madagascar. Forgot his name. And yes, I just said the C word. Sorry. But yeah, my ick of the week is my constant debilitating horrendous need for male validation.
Oh!
It's actually so annoying.
Hashtag relate.
Hashtag relatable. Yeah, I want...
How does it manifest for you? Like, when do you catch yourself and you're like, oh, that was for men's approval. That was for male validation.
One thing I find I'm doing recently, which is just so grim, is, like, I will be walking down the street and a guy will, like, walk past me and he'll glimpse at me and then look away.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm in my head, they'll, like, look at me for a second and then move away. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I didn't get a lingering stare. He doesn't think I'm hot enough.
Yeah.
He doesn't think I'm attractive enough. And, like, lately I've been like, why? Like, why? Why don't you? And, like, I do notice when I'm, like, wearing, like, full makeup, full kind of an outfit, that, like, the reactions can be a little bit different and stuff. Yeah. But then it makes me feel like, okay, well, when I'm not doing all that and I'm actually just, like, looking like myself,
yeah,
and then they're not, the men don't look at me for heaps longer and they kind of look away, I'm sort of like, oh, I'm nothing to the world. Like, you know what I mean?
And absolutely.
It's so frustrating that I care, but I definitely do. So
it feels like when you've got makeup on and, like, maybe you've, you know, put in effort, quote unquote, it feels like you've got, like, magic beans and all of a sudden every, like, male's eyes, the male gaze.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said gay.
Yeah. The male gaze. No, but the male gaze
is like, zooms in on you.
Literally.
And you're like, oh, this is real.
This is me.
The also annoying thing is being, as a lesbian, it is so frustrating dealing with, like, the need for male validation. And they call it comp het. Have you heard that term?
Yes.
So it's called compulsive hetero... Is that what it is? Compulsive heterosexuality. And it is basically this idea that there's this idea pushed by society that a man and a woman are meant to be together. So if you don't fall into that, you feel like a freak. And it's really interesting. Like, I have so many things, like, when I am at a job or at, like, work or something and there'll be a guy there, I will want him to want me so bad. Like, I will want him to want to date me, to want to be in love with me, to, like, be obsessed with me. But, like, I've literally had times where they've turned around and been like, so, like, what are you doing on the weekend? And I want to, like, throw up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the chase.
Not you. Not, bye, Kyle.
Not you, Kyle, your dog.
But, like, literally, like, the idea of them liking me is like, let's go. But then as soon as it actually happens, I'm like, ew.
Yeah. I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
When you see, you know, a girl or a femme that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
Do you have that need for validation?
No.
No?
No. And that's why it's so weird.
Are you scared of girls?
No. I'm literally not. I feel like a lot of people have that as, like, gay people, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And that's why it's, like, confusing. Because it's like a lot of people, that's how they kind of know, because around men they can act however they want. But then when they're with a girl, they actually get the nerves and stuff. And I get, like, the nerves and stuff, but it is healthy nerves. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like debilitating. Whereas when it's with, like, a guy, like I went on a date with a guy and he was so nice. Like, he was such a nice guy. It was the last date. It was the last one I went with, like, a guy, and he was
How long ago was this?
This was, like, 2 years ago. And
oh,
he was,
wow.
But he was so nice. He was so lovely. He was awesome. But I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I felt anxious, but it felt like bad anxiety.
Yeah, like, when's this over?
Yeah, like, not, and it was, and, like, and that's kind of how I knew, because I was like, all right, if I can't like you, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just felt wrong. So, yeah, it's really weird. But, like, then I started going on dates with, like, girls, and it definitely, like, felt a million times better. And even
if I
didn't like them, I still felt, like, the good anxiety for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But male validation is so irritating. How does it kind of manifest for you? Like, do you...
Bro, it is rife.
Yeah.
I definitely feel the difference, like, on a day like this where I'm sick as a dog,
yes,
and, like, I've got two pimple patches rocking today,
yep,
and face hasn't been washed in a couple of days, versus on a day where I'm, like, dolled up, wearing a bit of makeup, and I can, oh, it's weird because I get like defensive. Yeah. And if someone looks my way when I'm wearing makeup and stuff, I'm like a chihuahua. I'm like, yeah, like, what are you looking at? But then it's like, oh wait, no, I maybe look more attractive yeah. than usual. And I'm like, why now? Why now? Why?
Yeah.
You don't like me for my personality. You don't like me for my, you know, fucking
for the real me.
For the real me. For yeah. my 5-year-old like activewear that I'm rocking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think more than like an attractive, like looks thing, sometimes it manifests more in a personality way.
Yeah.
Where I try so hard. Oh, I'm really calling myself out.
No, do it, honestly.
I try so hard to be like the class clown yeah. in front of guys, yeah. especially in a group of guys. I'm like, I need to be the funniest person here. And if they're funnier than me, I hate everything. I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Literally. You know what? Bit off
why?
Topic.
Why?
It's a bit off topic, but that's why I hate how everyone has a go and has kind of started having a go at like pick me girls.
Yeah.
Like I think there's like this thing at the moment where people really like attack pick me girls. And pick me girls started out for a good reason, but what it started to be is like people attacking girls for literally everything yeah. that they're doing. And I think a lot of the time, like the Jason, this isn't you is really cringe. Like
Jason, look at me. Look at me.
This isn't you. Like that is disgusting. But like sometimes like a girl will be in a group of guys and it is gross when girls throw other girls under the bus to impress men.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think there's a deeper issue there.
Yes, okay.
Like, so you know what I mean?
Do you know a pick-me? Like, in your personal life, do you know a pick-me girl?
Not anymore. Like, no, I don't really hang out with people like, oh, do you?
Yes.
Ah, gross.
I do know a pick-me girl. Ugh. And, like, when I see the pick-me qualities coming to light yeah. and when they happen, especially in a group, maybe like we're in a group of guys, I'm just like, oh, baby. Like, I feel so hard for her.
Yeah.
Because she absolutely doesn't need to like list off the things that she's listing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And my heart breaks because I'm like, you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they get in front of a group of guys and yes. they feel like they need to. But that's the need for male.
It's the need for male validation. Exactly.
And that's why I think I get annoyed when people start really attacking this idea of pick me girls, because I think that, as I said, I think there's a deeper issue there.
Absolutely.
And I just think
it's how do we combat this though? You can't just like stop caring.
I think it's,
oh, it's move to the woods and yes, frolic.
Yes, and frolic in the woods.
I feel like you've been saying this every episode.
I do. I didn't even, I forgot about my little woods theory. But yes, you know, you do need to go to the woods and frolic. But I do think, like, I think awareness is, like, step one.
Yeah,
like,
I for think, sure.
And I know this sounds,
it doesn't hit you until after. Because yeah. in the moment, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
what's happening? And then you get home and you're like, fuck, I was doing so much for male validation
literally
today.
But like for me, for example, like if I'm it my, no I don't think people would classify me as a pick me, but for example, if I'm around a group of men or a guy and he's kind of really conventionally attractive, I do this voice. Okay, ready? I do this voice. I'll be like, no, like, why? Like, I'll kind of like change the way I talk.
Absolutely.
And I'll act dumber. The putting myself down and acting dumber, that is, and I walk away and I'm literally like, what the fuck was that?
Who was that, Molly? Like, I don't know.
I know. And I like, because it's not, a lot of it's me judging myself, and it's often, I don't think people would pick up on it, but I pick up on it. I'm like, oh my God, that was so cringe.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just trying to think of an example. Like, a lot of the times, definitely examples are like, I'll know the answer to something. Like,
yes.
I'll be like, oh my God, like, where's the key? Like, to like, I don't know, something at work, but I'll know where the key is. I don't know. Like, but it's so frustrating because I leave and I'm like, I made myself look stupid and put myself down to impress them. And it's yeah. really, really, really. really annoying.
You don't need to because they're going to like you for who you are, not because you know where the key is or isn't.
But you know what? That's the most frustrating thing is even if they do like me for who they are, I don't give a fuck because I just...
I don't like them.
But I want them to want me. It's still a case of... That's why it's so frustrating. Like, I'm boy crazy in that I want them to like me, but as soon as they do, I'm like...
Fuck off.
Yeah, literally. Do you have something to say, Jess? Ooh, our producer Jess is on the scene.
I feel like it's not only that you want men to like you, but it's that innate human behavior where you want to make men feel bigger. Like, you want... Not only do you want them to be like, oh, she's really cool. Like, I really want to hang out with her. Like, I really want to be with her. But it's also like you... It's just that weird, like, I don't know, fucking when we were monkeys... Like, the thing of being like, oh, I want this guy to, like, I don't know, protect, like, or, like, yeah, like, just feel bigger.
You know what's interesting? I was kind of having a similar chat with my sister a while ago, and she was talking about, you know, someone in her life that she could see was seeking male validation.
Yeah.
And repeated the story to me and said that she told that friend she needs to find that validation within herself. Which, okay, maybe step one is awareness. Step two is validating yourself.
Yeah.
Which is hard. Like, who wakes up every morning and is like, damn, I look great in my chill activewear.
Literally.
Unwashed hair from like 3 weeks ago. Maybe, you know, pimple patches galore. Yeah. That's hard. That's a really hard thing to do. Whereas if someone gives that to you in an instance, it's like, okay, here's like a... Here's a lolly for doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But then, like, waking up every single day and reminding yourself that you're good enough.
You're great.
That's hard.
Yeah. And also, male validation feels like crack. Like,
it does.
It feels so good. Like, it feels...
I'm smacking the veins as we speak. Like, I'm like, yes.
Yes. Give it to me. Like, it feels... It's so, like, tantalizing and so...
The fucking fire emoji react to my story on Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you, man. But then you meet them and they're just, like, so boring.
Yeah.
No, but
hey,
no.
Nice fit.
See, I wasn't lying. We're sick. No, but our producer just coughed. So cute. But no, it is really annoying. It's really frustrating, and it's literally so depressing. But I think, unfortunately, the answer is and always will be, you got to look inward. Like, if you're searching for validation externally, that's why, weird thing to say, but that's why I think it would be really hard being a model. Because your whole life is just external validation.
External validation.
And then as a society, like, you see it all the time when, like, a woman turns 30 and society's like, yuck!
Yeah.
Like, you're disgusting now. And it's just so, like...
You're from the Stone Age. You're old.
Oh, my God. If you ever go on one of the cast of Friends, if you go on their Instagram, it is so grim because people will literally just exclusively comment like, I miss when you looked younger. I miss the 90s, Jennifer Aniston. I miss the 90s. Even Matt LeBlanc, even the guys get it all the time as well. Like, I miss the old Matt LeBlanc. I miss the old Courtney Cox. Like, oh my God. And people will make edits. And how, as women, are we meant to feel okay about aging if people constantly berate people for aging?
Like, oh, this is a whole other episode, a whole other segment, having cosmetic work done to yourself to, like, combat aging.
Yes.
And then
people
visible...
having a go at women for having a go, like, for eight, like, people, I saw this post because Madonna was getting a lot of work done and people were having a go at her. And then everyone was like, some people were like, well, hang on. Why are we having a go at her for getting work done when everyone has made comments about how she looks older?
Yeah.
And she does that to combat that. And then she still gets shitty comments. Like, you can't win, can you?
Yeah.
And it's all, I think, going back to the original point, it all stems from the need to stay young to impress men.
To be like a constant sex symbol, whether you like it or not. You're sexualized whether you like it or not.
Yep.
Anyway.
And it's gross.
Fuck male validation.
Fuck male validation.
Find it within yourself.
Yes.
Or give it to your friend.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I think also just like seeing people, like the more you see yourself as a fully fleshed out human being, I don't know, the more you start to like see other people as that, hang out with the girlies more.
Yeah.
I think like lift up, like, sorry, but like, you know.
This one's for the girls.
This one's for the girls.
It's a big one.
But like, no, like, and if you are, I sometimes have to like go away in a group and just like breathe and be like, okay, I'm doing my old usual patterns. I'm like searching for male validation here. What's happening that makes me feel like I'm not good enough in this like moment? Because I think that's important to, you know, be like, all right.
Or feeling like you're competing with other girls.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Sorry, this topic just sparked something in me. Like on the topic of validation in general and male validation is, so I perform fairly often. When I started performing, like when I was quite young, every time like I got that like applause or like compliments from other people, especially men, obviously, I would be like, oh my God, like I'm literally on cloud nine. Like this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I've had to actively like shut down other people's opinions, like knowing like I'm now like completely aware because I've actively been practicing the thoughts of like, oh, what I think about this matters the most. Like when I go on stage and I perform and I come off and I'll do the bow at the end of the show and I hear that like applause, it like completely washes over my head now. Like it used to really be like, oh my God, like hell yeah, these people bloody love me, I'm living. But now every time I hear it, I'm like, I don't care. Wow. I don't care. Like I'm always like, oh, thank you for like congratulating me, I did a really hard thing. But I have to actively have this dialogue in my head every single time because otherwise I'll go insane. Because you like suddenly end up on an ego trip where you're like, oh my God, I'm literally like, I'm the best. Because also like you go off stage and like other female cast members will be like, that was so good. And you're like, thank you. Oh my God, thanks queen. And then you get like the one male cast member and they're like, that was really good, I loved when you did this. And you're like,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sweet king.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so like grotty that you like have that thought, you know? But I've like really, especially like getting a lot more female friends. Like I went to an all girls high school, but I literally still had more male friends during high school. But afterwards, like now that I'm like just gaining really good female friendships, I have to really like really listen to them when they give me a compliment. Like I really have to sit back and like reflect on every single thing they say. It's like, it's just an active conversation you have to have with yourself all the time. And you have to remember that men are as insecure as you are for different reasons. And that they're probably searching for female validation in certain ways. But I know, like, in this society,
that, you know,
men are still top dogs. But, like, you got to remember that everyone's, like, you just have to sit back and reflect and have that active conversation with yourself and be like, men are equally as insecure. We're all insecure. Take a compliment. Like, if you know someone truly means a compliment or if they give you a really specific compliment, like, take that and be like, all right, good job. And what do I think about that? What is my opinion? You know, that sort of conversation. Anyway.
No, that was really, really good. And that also made me think of two things. One, I think what you just said about that, I think it's really important to talk with people you trust about when you're like really searching for male validation. Cause I've brought that up with people before and, you know, they haven't suffered with it as much, and then it makes me feel really isolated. So find people who do struggle with the need for male validation and talk about it, because I feel like the moment you start talking about it, it's like, oh, okay, like this is a normal thing. But second of all, that reminded me, oh my God, this is so cringe, just really quickly, and then I'll jump over to you, Tanya. In musicals, because Jess is talking about musical theater when she talks about performing, I have this fantasy, and it's so cringe, but there's like a role called Veronica in there's a role called Veronica in Heathers, and I have like fantasies about playing Veronica, not for the songs, not for any of that, but so that like men in the audience can see me. Like when I've like ripped my shirt off, like, cause you, there's a scene where she like has sex with the character called JD on stage.
Oh, and like, yes.
I have this thing where I'm like, okay, I want to play Veronica so everyone will find me hot and I can do the sexy scene and all the boys can find me attractive and everyone can be in love with me. And it's everywhere you go. It doesn't stop. Like, I honestly feel like that's because it's a very sought after role in musical theater. Everyone's like, all the girls are like, I want to play Veronica. And I do think one of the reasons, I don't know, I could be wrong. This is definitely all my own stuff as well. But am I wrong to say that that could be, there could be a little bit of like a hint of truth there? Because for me, well, I can't speak for anyone else, but I know for me, I'm like, I want to play Veronica because I want everyone to find me attractive and love me and think I'm so talented and so sexy when I got my tits out. And it's like,
yeah.
I hate being alive, and I'm handing it over to Jess again, because guess what? She played Veronica, so I feel like she probably has something to say on this topic.
I just want to say, like, on that in particular, like, the absolute ego trip, like, specifically that role,
yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, I'm hot shit. Everyone loves me. Like, and the amount of compliments, like, specifically, like, warranted, like, I asked about, like, what did you think about certain bits of the show,
yeah.
Like, what they would talk about that particular song, and I'd just be like, tell me more. Like, I don't want to hear about any other part of the show when I'm being vulnerable, when I'm acting in a certain way. I just want to hear, did you think I was hot though? Because that's like the absolute and then you people are like, yeah, and you just go on this fucking ego trip because you're like, male validation, everyone validation.
I have a question though. Did it feel like enough? Like, did it fix?
No!
Like, did it? Because that's the thing. Did it getting all that male validation fix those kind of like insecurities? I'm not saying you have insecurities, but did it fix that?
I do.
Did it fix that need to be validated?
No, not at all. That's a conversation again. You have to have with yourself every day.
It's a dopamine hit of like 10 seconds or however long the season of the show runs or however long you're hanging out with a certain male friend or whatever. Yep. It's a quick rush and it goes away.
Yeah, because that external validation, like, it doesn't last.
No.
You forget what people say and then you suddenly are by yourself in your room at night and you're like, oh, now I'm just here with myself.
Yeah.
And you have to be so comfortable with yourself. Like, it's really difficult to think, you know, I have to be with myself all the time.
Yes.
And if you don't like yourself, you are having the shittest time, bro.
Yeah.
And everyone has these insecurities about something or other, whether it be body issues, like how you act, whatever. But like, you got to realize that like everyone's having these conversations and you have to like really, and I think... Guys, go to therapy. But like going to like my psychologist, like she was like, why do you think that's like bad? Like for certain things, like, why do you feel that way about yourself? You're doing such a cool thing. And I'm like, oh, no, I am. Like, you know, just like be proud of yourself for a second. Look at yourself and be like, oh, this body carries me throughout every single day.
Yeah.
I'm working. I'm like, how many people can say that they do X, Y, Z? You know what I mean? It's just that active conversation. And like, yes, it's like a systemic societal issue about male validation specifically, but like the only way that, you know, we're going to stop the cycle is keep talking about it and keep being like, and looping men on in the conversations. It's funny that we're talking about this and there's no men here, but we're not saying men are shit. We're just saying that, like, this is obviously, like, an issue that's been passed down through time. But, yeah.
As a closing statement, I guess, I feel like definitely trying to find the validation within yourself, awareness and trying to find the validation within yourself are very important keys to combating this problem. But like, think about when you're with your friends, how easy is it to compliment them, whether it be, you know, males or females or other, like, it's so easy to pass on a compliment to someone else, but to yourself, like, I never compliment myself. That's hard. That's a really hard thing to do. And maybe that's where the validation starts, within yourself, thinking you're hot shit until you believe it.
I completely agree.
Slay.
Slay.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
So I, 19 male, was serving this boy, 18 male, at work, and he was so fine. My co-workers tell me he had rancid energy, but I don't care, he was still nice and fucking gorgeous. I give him a follow on Instagram, and when I check later, he's given me a follow back, and slid into the DMs with a hi, smiley face. We get chatting for a bit, and it turns out he's super dry over text. It seems as if he's not vibing it, and he takes ages to reply. So I kind of give up trying for a bit. Then one day I'm waiting to go into class, and he walks out and does a double take when he sees me. He waves, walks towards me, and reaches in for a hug. I forgot how tall he was, and damn, it was hot. Next, we're having an actual conversation, and he's engaged, animated, and interested. When he leaves, I get a message from him saying, tell me how class goes, and after class, I message him back. And suddenly, we're back to dry, boring man. Anyway, I don't know what his vibe is. I think we work really well in person, but I can't figure out a way to talk to him in person without asking him out over text. People tell me he's not worth it. And let's face it, he's probably not, but at this point I don't even care. He's hot and I love the chase. Any advice?
Okay, I want to call the love interest the wizard.
The wizard?
And what do we call the main person?
Voldemort and Dumbledore. Because there's something going on there.
All right. So who's Voldemort? Who's Dumbledore?
Voldemort is the guy, the love interest.
The love interest, obviously.
And Dumbledore, who actually is gay,
yeah.
Is chasing after Voldemort.
Yeah. Okay. First thoughts. How would you help Dumbledore?
Look relatable. Like, yeah. Seems like he's breadcrumbing a bit.
Mm.
And he's giving you a little bit and stuff. So I understand. Especially, like, if it was all bad, it would be easier to for...
Ron Weasley.
It'd be easier for Dumbledore to walk away from this situation.
Yeah.
However, because he's had those interactions in person that were really good,
yeah.
I understand.
It's
I think,
that dopamine
it's
hit.
That dopamine, baby. And that is obviously at the forefront of silly Dumbledore's mind. Sorry, Dumbledore, you're not silly, but... I say silly for literally everything. You're not silly, Dumbledore.
It's like rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard because I understand that it's like, well, everything else sucked, but that one interaction we had was great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, I think there's this thing where it's like, if people suck over text and are dry over text, sometimes you can place more importance on what they're like in real life.
Yeah, you which is great because then you're not making up their personality based of what you've seen from online behavior.
However, we do live in the 21st century.
We live in the digital age, sweetie.
So if people are really, really dry and not giving you anything, unfortunately, it doesn't have to be the be-all and end-all, but I definitely think if Voldemort isn't texting... if Voldemort's, like, not texting you back, if Voldemort's not texting back, like, obviously, and is taking ages to reply, like, I don't know, I would naturally be like, okay, Voldemort, like, isn't keen. What do you think?
I'm in two minds about this.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm, like, the voice of reason and be like, no, give them a chance. So on one hand, you could be like, keep it super casual. You're not asking him out. You could just be like, hey, want to grab a coffee between next classes or something? That way it's not like, you know... set date and tux and suit kind of slang as I got my suit and tie. Like it's just casual. You're just grabbing a coffee. And then that way you're at least saving majority of the conversation for in person.
Yeah.
However, on the other hand, I'm like, nah, fuck it. You've put in so much effort. You've put in the great conversation skills. I would wait until he asks you out because he seems like he's interested in you in person. But then sorry, because we do live in that digital age, you've got to step your bussy up and be a good conversationalist over text.
Also,
you just have to these days.
Yeah,
especially if you want to set a date. What are you going to do? Be like, hey, hey, hi, hi, how are you? Good. You? Yeah, good. This isn't Heartstopper. I'm sorry, but no, put your back into it.
Also, well, they do in Heartstopper. Like, they still talk to each other, don't they?
Yeah, but it's like 14-year-olds talking. Hi. Do you want to sit next to me in form? Yes, I do. Jolly, no, I'm interested.
That show was so
good,
though.
No, but I can't come out. My mom is Olivia Colman. Oh, I don't know.
That's actually...
Love that show, by the way.
No one needs to see Heartstopper because we just summed up the whole show.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert.
The main thing I think there's two things to say. If you just want to go to Pound Town.
Yeah, true.
If you just want...
What are your intentions here?
Yeah, if you just want to... fuck. No, if he's a bad texter, but ultimately you just want to have sex with him, then, you know, I think it's fine. But if you know, and not going to lie, from the story, it already seems like you're getting a bit of feelings, Dumbledore. So's Dumbledore. I would probably consider being careful. And also, the second point, if your friends have said, like, I know it's so depressing, but your friends... can see it from further back.
And they want best for you. They're not saying it because they're like, ew, screw this guy. Yeah. They're being like, hey, babe, like, put yourself first.
Yes. And if your friends are like, hey, I don't know if Voldemort...
I don't know if Voldy's really the vibe.
Yeah, like, Voldemort's, like, not, like, slaying right now. Like, he's not, like, being, like, the best. Like, is Voldemort really making you feel good?
Wait, okay, consider this. call him out. I would call him the fuck out, and I would be like, hey, what's going on? Really love your vibe in person, but would love for you to put in, like, the bare minimum... Can I even speak? Bare minimum effort.
But also having to beg someone for the bare minimum, yeah. Like, ugh.
Oh, that sucks. But when, but you, also, but when also. You know you're hot shit, because you are, I Dumbledore, I know this, because you thinking Voldemort is hot. Voldemort hottie is interested in you, hottie. Hottie meets hottie. Hottie realizes hottie. I would say to him, when are you asking me out?
Damn.
X. Ooh, when are you asking me out? X.
The X and, like, the Easter Island emoji.
Yeah. That's so race car emoji. Whoosh emoji.
What's the worst emoji you could use? Wait, hang on. Let me get out my phone. I want to... What's, like, if you were asking someone out, like, I honestly, I would do that because I'm, like, actually so silly.
You know what
silly.
I love unironically using these days? The, like, angry red face emoji.
Yeah.
No, that, when are you asking me out?
I think the funniest emoji would be Dumbledore to you to send to Voldemort. You could be like, hey.
Police officer emoji.
Or the... Or the wizard. The wizard's so funny.
Oh, the wizard.
Oh,
that's good.
Because it's Voldemort.
That's on trend. And he'll be like, wait, what? Wizard? And you'll be like, oh.
Oh, sorry. I just submitted my problem into a podcast.
It's just an inside joke I have with my good friends, Molly and Tanya.
Or you could use the, I think the umbrella emoji, the purple umbrella. Or I like the duck. The duck's so camp.
Yeah.
Or.
It's like, when are you asking me out? Wait. We're having a coughing fit on the podcast.
When are you asking me out? Wait, that's that. Or you could do the skateboard emoji, or you could use the saxophone emoji and go, when are you asking me out? I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Guys, can I be honest? That started out as a joke, but I really tried
to hit
sound good.
Every note.
I hit most of the notes. But yes, I do believe that is what you have to do. And I, you know what? Sometimes being vulnerable, the good thing that will come out of that conversation is it'll go two ways. He'll either step up and he'll give you what you need, or he'll be like, actually, I'm not.
Yeah, or you'll realize that you deserve better and you can go find someone who actually wants to ask you out within minutes.
Exactly. And you will get your answer. Just really quickly, though, Jess just slid me the notes phone and has has also suggested the soap emoji.
Yeah, that's great.
So Dumbledore could say to Voldemort, hey,
clean up your act, bro.
Oh, damn. That's good. Imagine if this was, like, actually the plot of Harry Potter.
Yeah, I like that. Wait, super quick, what sign are you?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? I'm so bad. I don't know anything about
it. No, I don't know anything either, really. But as a Scorpio,
yep.
My two options are
go on.
Cut and run, ghost.
Oh.
Because I'm fucking cold-blooded. Cold-blooded. Or option number two is, like, being vulnerable and being like, when are you going to ask me out? X, angry emoji, scrub-a-dub-dub emoji.
Duck emoji.
Because then it's like you're still asking for what you want, but you're coming in like...
Maybe a bit more, or even just like, hey, we're getting a vibe in person, but over text it doesn't seem like you're interested, so what's the go?
Yeah.
Just like, not like,
so either
hey,
ask me
do you
out.
Love me?
Yeah.
He might be like, goodbye. But yeah, definitely, I think there's something really powerful about asking.
Yeah, you know? I like that. As a closing statement,
yeah,
vulnerability is your best friend right now, Dumbledore.
I agree.
And you've got this. You're hot. Yeah. Regardless of whether they want to ask you out on a date or not, you're still hot.
Dumbledore, you're so hot, babe. Like, literally, like, you don't even need Voldemort. Like, you don't, like, literally.
You've got the biggest wand in all of Sydney. Like, I promise you.
Like, Dumbledore, like, you literally, like, you. Hope that helped.
Love you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh, ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.